Let's just bow our heads together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Thy love to us in giving Thine only begotten Son to save us from darkness and hell and an eternal loss forever in our souls. But one day, Jesus came.
Amen.
And He knocked upon the heart's door. And praise God, the door opened. And He embraced us. And He laid His blessed hand upon us. And He said, Thou art mine, not for the years of time alone, but for all eternity. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful friend. And we pray now that as we think of His tortures and the thorns that pierced Him, and the darkness,
Lord,
and the cursing, and the agony, we just say, thank You, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank You, Lord, for making me whole. Thank You, Lord, for giving to me Thy great salvation, so rich and so free. Prepare our hearts for Thy word this day, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Amen. The 10th chapter of the Gospel according to John. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. And God will add his blessing to the reading of his own most precious word. This 10th chapter of John's Gospel is very near and dear to me, because as a young boy, at just 6 years of age, at a children's meeting conducted by my mother, I came to Christ, and I was saved.
Amen.
I was saved in a remarkable church, Hill Street Baptist Church in Bellamina. It was there the great 1859 revival had part of its roots. And what a time I had. Some years afterwards, many years afterwards, almost 40, I was passing up that street. I was Member of Parliament for the area at the time, and they said they're pulling down the old church. And I walked in, and the pastor was there, and he was overseeing the work to see that they were doing it right. And being a Bellamina man, he wanted to get the ounce of strength for the money that he was expending. And I said to him, I would like something out of this house. He said, whatever you want, you can have. Josiah, can I have the treasury box? And he looked at me and he said, you're a Balamina man. All right. No, I said, I want that pew there. That was a pew I knelt with at and came to Christ as a sinner. He said, we have it down in the college now. And I never, when I have time, I don't go into that little meeting place and kneel down and thank God for the love he had for me.
Amen.
It's more than tongue can tell.
Yes.
We have come here today in that simple faith of God's promise to us that if we break the bread and drink the cup, we show forth, we proclaim, we preach the loudest possible sermon that Christ is in our hearts,
Amen.
The hope of glory. May God help us to worship him in spirit and in truth. We'll bow our heads in a word of prayer. And as the Lord leads some brother to pray, let him pray and give thanks.
Yes.
For us all, for this bread that is a token and a symbol of the body of the blessed Son of God. Let us give God thanks for the bread. Amen.